Welcome to the Deep Dive. Our mission, as always, is to take your sources and give you that comprehensive knowledge fast, helping you get informed without, you know, feeling buried in information. Today, we're definitely wading into something pretty complex, high stakes, detailed.
Yeah.
It's a legal process. Our source material actually calls navigating the eviction process in Louisiana not a simple task. And I think we're about to see why.
Yeah, that's putting it mildly. The sources we're looking at today, they're really geared towards landlords, trying to give them a clear roadmap. We're focusing specifically on, well, the legal maze surrounding the notice to vacate and then getting that notice properly served. So if you're looking for a quick way to grasp the essential steps, responsibilities right at the start of this, this deep dive should really help.
All right, let's get into it. But before we dive deep into the legal steps, the requirements, all that compliance stuff, we absolutely have to put up a big, clear signpost, a legal boundary.
Absolutely essential. This is non-negotiable, really. We need to be crystal clear. Everything we talk about today, it's purely for informational, educational purposes. That's it. We aren't attorneys. We have zero affiliation with any law firms, government agencies, none of that. We are providing absolutely no legal advice on landlord-tenant law, state or local. Zero. If you need legal help, maybe you have specific questions about your property, your tenant situation, you must talk to a licensed attorney, or, you know, contact your local bar association. Get proper legal counsel.
Okay, got it. Very important. So with that necessary disclaimer firmly in place, let's tackle the main challenge. Why is Louisiana often seen as having such a tricky or maybe complex eviction process for landlords to get exactly right?
Yeah, it really boils down to the state's unique legal history, its foundation. Louisiana operates under a civil law tradition, which is pretty different from most other U.S. states that use common law. What that means in practice is often highly specific rules, statutes that can seem, well, maybe a bit counterintuitive if you're used to other systems. The sources really hammer this home. You need a deep understanding of Louisiana rental laws to succeed, because the tiniest slip-up, a small procedural mistake, it can torpedo the whole eviction case.
Right, so it's less about the why you're evicting and more about the how. Extreme precision is needed. Can you give us an example, like what kind of detail makes it so tough?
Sure. It's not just having a valid reason, like non-payment. It's about getting the paperwork, the timing, the content perfect, just perfect. Louisiana laws, as the sources point out, define everyone's rights and duties very meticulously. The whole point is to try and head off disputes before they start. So for instance, the notice period. Let's say it's a 5-day notice required for non-payment. That's the law. You must give exactly 5 days. If a landlord mistakenly uses, say, a 3-day notice form or calculates the days wrong, that one error, seemingly small, can get the entire case thrown out of court immediately. Back to square one.
Okay, that paints a picture. The complexity isn't the big picture goal, maybe, but navigating the very specific narrow path the law lays out. So let's assume the landlord has identified a proper legal reason. Maybe it's unpaid rent, maybe a clear violation of the lease terms. The next step is that crucial first action. The notice to vacate. This really kicks off the formal legal chain of events.
It really does. And honestly, this is often where the whole thing is decided long before anyone sees a courtroom. The legal requirements for this notice, absolutely non-negotiable. Think of it like a key, maybe. A legal key. If it's not cut exactly right, if parts are missing, it just won't turn the lock. It won't work. If that notice doesn't strictly follow every single state requirement, everything that comes after it is legally invalid. You've wasted weeks, maybe months. You have to start all over. Think of the cost, the lost rent.
So what are the absolute must-haves, the core components that have to be in that notice to vacate clear as day?
Okay, two main things. First, the reason. You have to state clearly, unambiguously, why you are initiating the eviction. You can't just be vague, like lease violations, no. Is it failure to pay rent starting from X date? Is it having an unauthorized pet, violating clause Y of the lease? It needs to be specific, explicit.
Makes sense. Be specific about the problem. And the second key piece.
The time frame. The notice has to spell out exactly how long the tenant has to act. This is their window to comply. It needs to clearly demand one of two things. Either the tenant must vacate the premises within the legally set time, or if it's an issue they can fix, like maybe removing the pet, it must state the deadline for them to cure that violation. And crucially, that time frame isn't just plucked out of thin air, it's set by Louisiana statute. Following that specific timing is absolutely mandatory. No wiggle room.
Okay, so you've got this perfectly drafted document, reason clear, time frame correct according to law, but then comes hurdle number two, which sounds just as critical, making sure the tenant legal receives it. This brings us to process servers, right? Why is physically serving the notice such a big deal, and what are the acceptable ways to do it?
You got it. Serving the notice correctly is the moment you formally, legally activate the eviction process. It's about due process, ensuring the tenant is properly informed. The sources lay out two main methods Louisiana law generally accepts for this initial notice: certified mail or personal delivery.
Certified mail sounds straightforward enough, maybe. Get a receipt. So why do the sources seem to really push for using professional process servers? What's the aha moment there for landlords thinking strategically?
Yeah, certified mail seems easy, but it has pitfalls. What if the tenant refuses to sign for it? Or they just claim they never got the delivery attempts slip from the mail carrier? You end up in a he said, she said situation. Professional process servers, though, that's their entire job. They bring in expertise, a level of certainty you just don't get with the post office. Their whole focus is making sure those legal documents physically reach the intended person, and crucially, that the way they deliver it follows every single rule in Louisiana's service laws, down to the letter.
Ah, I see. So it's not just about getting it there. It's about proving it was done right according to the law, guaranteed compliance. And what's the tangible thing, the evidence the process server gives back to the landlord that makes their fee worthwhile?
That's the golden ticket, really. It's called the proof of service, or sometimes an affidavit of service. Think of it as your official sworn legal receipt. It details who was served, what was served, where, when, how, all documented by a neutral third party. Now, fast forward. If this case ends up in court, and if the tenant is fighting the eviction, it probably will that proof of service is invaluable. Imagine the tenant tells the judge, "I never received any notice." Well, the landlord presents this formal sworn proof of service. It's the documented, legally required rebuttal. It shuts down that argument.
Okay, so the process server isn't just a delivery person. They're like procedural insurance, preventing the case from getting dismissed right out of the gate on a technicality. The sources mentioned a specific example, didn't they?
They did, yeah. They specifically mentioned Lafayette Process Servers LLC. Not as an endorsement per se, but as an example of the type of specialized, reputable service available. It just underscores the point. Using experts who know the local rules inside and out helps landlords avoid those nightmare scenarios, those fatal procedural flaws we keep talking about. Avoids delays, avoid complications.
Okay, so let's connect the dots. We have a perfectly written notice. It's been served impeccably by a professional, proof of service in hand. But the tenant still doesn't leave or fix the problem within that legally mandated time frame. What's the landlord's next move?
Okay, now the landlord has to escalate. They've done what they can directly. The next step is court action. The tenant hasn't complied. The landlord needs to file an eviction lawsuit. In Louisiana, this is typically called a rule for possession, filed in the proper local court, like the city court or justice of the peace court, depending on location. This involves drafting a formal petition or complaint. It lays out the reasons for eviction, attaches the lease maybe, and definitely includes that crucial proof of service for the initial notice.
And once that lawsuit is filed with the court, the whole serving thing comes up again, right? The process server might not be done.
Exactly. Because now the court documents the actual lawsuit papers, the summons telling the tenant the court date, those have to be legally served on the tenant too. Again, meticulous process. This is often handled by a constable or the sheriff's office, though sometimes private process servers can be used here too, depending on the court's rules. The point is the same, ensuring the tenant officially knows they're being sued and when to show up in court. It's all part of that due process requirement.
Which leads logically to the court hearing itself. What's the objective there? Cool. And what happens if things go the landlord's way?
The hearing is where both sides get to present their case to the judge. The landlord presents evidence, the lease, the proof of non-payment, witness testimony maybe, and crucially, proof they followed all the procedures, like serving that initial notice correctly. The tenant gets their chance to respond, to offer defenses. Did they actually pay rent? Was the violation real? If the judge determines the landlord has proven their case and followed all the legal steps flawlessly, then the court rules in the landlord's favor.
Okay, so the judge says landlord wins. But that piece of paper, the ruling itself, doesn't physically remove the tenant, does it? There's one more critical document?
Correct. That ruling is the judgment, but it's not the final enforcement tool. The ultimate prize, the thing that actually authorizes removal, is the writ of possession. That's the key. Without that writ, the landlord cannot legally force the tenant out, cannot change the locks, cannot have them removed. The writ of possession is an order from the court directed to law enforcement, usually the sheriff or constable, authorizing them to physically enforce the eviction. It confirms the landlord has legally regained the right to possess the property. That's the final necessary step.
Wow. It really sounds like this entire very detailed, sometimes convoluted journey is meticulously designed. It's designed to make absolutely sure that when that writ is finally issued and executed, there's no doubt whatsoever that the landlord's followed every single legal requirement perfectly.
That's exactly it. The process feels long, and it's incredibly detail-focused, precisely to protect everyone's rights and ensure due process is followed. It's built so that the final writ, that powerful enforcement tool, isn't vulnerable. It stands strong because every single step leading up to it, starting with that very first notice, its content, its service was done correctly and demonstrably so, flawlessly documented.
Okay, let's pull this all together. Based on everything we've dug into from the sources, what are the core best practices for a landlord trying to navigate this in Louisiana?
You could really boil it down to maybe three key takeaways.
Yeah.
First, knowledge is power. Stay relentlessly informed about Louisiana's specific rental laws. They can change. Ignorance isn't an excuse. Second, professionalism and meticulousness. Keep flawless records of everything, lease, payments, communications. Document any violations clearly. Communicate professionally even when it's tough.
And the third one ties back directly to our discussion on notices and service, using experts when needed.
Precisely. Don't try to wing it on critical procedures. Use professional process servers like the example we discussed to make absolutely certain those foundational notices are served correctly, legally, every single time. And overarching all of this, always consult a licensed Louisiana attorney for complex situations or if you have any doubt. Using informational sources like this deep dive helps you understand the landscape, but only an attorney can give you actual legal advice tailored to your specific case.
That distinction is so vital. Okay, this has been a really thorough look at a process demanding absolute precision, from the very first piece of paper to that final court order. We've really seen how critical nailing that initial paperwork, the service is, to even having a chance at obtaining that final enforceable writ of possession down the line.
It's fascinating, isn't it? The sheer burden placed on the landlord to prove they got step one right. It just highlights how much the legal system prioritizes, you know, procedural fairness. Make a mistake at the start, and you might never even get to the finish line.
Yeah. Which brings us perfectly to our final thought for you, the listener. Thinking about those incredibly strict requirements for the initial notice to vacate, getting the reason perfect, the time frame exact, having undeniable proof of service. How does understanding that long, detailed, multi-step path you have to follow just to get to the point of asking for a writ of possession, how does that change your perspective on just how critical that initial paperwork compliance is? Not just in Louisiana, really, but in any state with formal eviction processes. Does knowing the final goal is that writ make you treat that very first notice like, well, like you're disarming a bomb, where absolute precision is the only way to succeed?
It really is the foundation, isn't it? Get that wrong and the whole structure collapses. Something to think about. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.